News Talk 1620 WTAW. This is First Friday. We typically visit with Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association on the Thursday preceding. The way it works out, it's good that we visit actually this afternoon.
That's right, because the weather has been a topic and everybody's asking us, are we having First Friday? We always have First Friday, no matter what. So, yes, we're having First Friday tonight. We've got some things that have moved indoors, a few of the outdoor concerts we've canceled, but there is still a lot going on. And most of our street musicians are planning to show up. And so unless we have a heavy downpour, which it's not looking likely right now, there'll be plenty to do.
Such as?
Well, a really cool thing tonight. Rudder High School students have hand-painted some vans, and that's shoes, not the four-wheeled kind of vans. So those shoes are going to be on display at Arsenal Tattoo and Design. I saw some pictures of them, and they really are works of art. So, and if you've not ever made it down to Arsenal Tattoo and Design, you need to go look at that building, too. It's at the corner of 26 and Sims. It was an old gas station, a Texaco, I believe. And while you're there looking at the shoes, look around at the building, because the building renovation actually won one of the Texas Downtown President's Awards this past fall. So out of all of the entries all over Texas, Arsenal won Best Renovation in the state of Texas. So it's worth the trip just to go see the building alone. We've got, of course, our usual group of animals at the Carnegie Plaza area. Always enjoy looking to see what's available for adoption. There's a new pop-up shop that is open tonight. It's called Market 1023, and it is over on Parker Street, about the corner of 28th and Parker. Some people may be familiar with where Nikki Peterson's agency is, or it's actually, I think it used to be an old Insight storage building, but that's where the pop-up shop is, Market 1023. I met one of the owners this morning. They are going to open full-time in a couple of weeks. So they're just going to have a portion of their shop open tonight and then during the day tomorrow. So they would love to see you. So we're excited to welcome another new business downtown.
Now, you've made a couple of references to the pop-up shop, and I'm just thinking that's the title of the business, but that's not the title of the business.
This is actually a thing now. A lot of downtowns have empty spaces, and they've allowed people who come in who maybe have a concept for a business, but they're not ready to go brick and mortar yet. And so the pop-up shops will open temporarily in those spaces. Well, the pop-up shop for tonight is actually in their permanent space. They just don't have the entire space built out yet. So they're sort of doing a pop-up concept for tonight.
And the type of business this is then?
It's Market 1023, some home furnishings, some decor. Think Magnolia Market, Joanna Gaines fixer-upper, if you're familiar with that show. Some similar items there, but and they've got some really cool T-shirts. One of the business partners is a graphic designer, and he's done some really good work. Let's see. We've got the Brazos Valley Model Railroad Society. We'll have a demonstration tonight beside Must Be Heaven, so on the 26th Street side. We've got handcrafted jewelry, art, lots of sales going on. I was in half a dozen shops today, and everybody's got stuff out for First Friday for sale. So, as always, things to eat, things to do, things to listen to. So don't let the weather keep you at home. Everybody needs to get out after being stuck inside for so long.
Let's break out of the cabin fever a little bit.
Yes, yes. We had to cancel our summer concert series last night. So just looking ahead, that's going to kick off next Thursday night. So every Thursday in June at 8 o'clock at the Palace Theater, we have a free concert. Absolutely free. Last year was the first time we did it, and we had great turnout. All ages, everybody just had a great time. And the neat thing is, now this year, the Palace has had some renovations. So we have an expanded area. If people want to dance, they can do that. We've got more room to spread out, some new landscaping. And all of that was courtesy of the Bryan Noon Lions Club, the Stephanie Sale, our Gloria Sale Foundation, and the City of Bryan. So we thank them for taking that project on. And even though we don't have a band at the Palace tonight, we will, the DBA staff will be out on the steps. We've got Downtown Bryan t-shirts, First Friday t-shirts. We had those last fall for the 10th anniversary, so we're pulling those out again, limited edition. So if you want a special t-shirt, you're going to get some deals tonight. We also have an event coming up in July. the Cheers to Craft Beer. That's a craft beer tasting event. Last year was the first time we did that, and it was hugely popular, so we're going to do that again. So we can sell tickets for that tonight if you want to plan ahead.
Again, Downtown Bryan open for First Friday this evening. Hope to see you down there.
Yes, please come.
Sandy Ferris, Downtown Bryan Association, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.